one idea comes from the beginning of the parasha. You know, the until yesterday our custom was a bacher for brisk. Now he's a brisky woman. So my brisky roots are more brisk west than brisk east. And so maybe we could touch on the hashkafa that flows from an idea that was discussed both by the Rav and by the Rav. Rav has it at the end of the near the end of the Sefer Rambam, on the last pieces in the Sanhedrin, and Rabbi Shechter is fond of coined this idea from the Rav in his Shiur on Masechet Sanhedrin. And maybe one way to get into it is to think about the following simple thing. You know, the Pesukim describe again in the parasha, obviously the first profile in leadership is the Shofet. Maybe this week should be police appreciation week also, because the second one is the Shoter, but that definitely not for now. But the Torah speaks about the local basin, the Torah speaks about the basin of Gali Yerushalayim, and the role that the Torah describes, the function that they play, is Mishpat, is adjudicating cases from the get-go. Shoftim, the Shoter, the Shoftim, Mishpat, Tzedek, be honest in making decisions, to be honest, decision-making and judging things, appointing judgment. And then the Torah said, at the introduction of the Sanhedrin HaGadol also, if you have a Shiloh, you're trying to work something out, and no one locally is qualified, so then you elevate it to Sanhedrin HaGadol. But at the same time, there's more to a basin, to a basin HaGadol and to a local basin, than only adjudication, than only decision making. You want to be, Mishnayos and Shavuos say, if you want to expand the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, you want to expand the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, of the Azara, so one of the ingredients is the presence of a Sanhedrin. They're not deciding, they're not passing any Shilas, we already figured out what the new borders will be. So what's their presence accomplishing? There's no question they need to answer. Or even a more run-of-the-mill three-person Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, Bezin presides over a Geirus, Bezin presides over a Chalitza. It's not a question of dealing with the Shilas that come up. If there is a Shila, you ask a single posting. So, the Bezin is more than just a judicial body. The Bezin is more than just a decision-making body. So the Rav, talks about that the Bezin also has a representative role. Sometimes it's even the local three-person basin, and certainly the basin of Gadol represents Klal Yisrael. Sometimes it's not about deciding what the din should be, deciding who's right, but it's expanding the Kedusha Sa'ir, expanding Kedusha Sa'zara, bringing someone into Klal Yisrael. Those are events that require the presence of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael, you can't have everyone there, Klal Yisrael is represented by the basin. Maybe there's a different way of being in a Seyafah. But usually we think about a basin because, see, the funny thing is, why should those two things go hand in hand? Why should it be? If you think about it, that's not Laabdil, the system that we're used to. American political system is certainly very much on our minds nowadays, Lamasa. Why should judicial and representative be one and the same? What's the svar of a Dava? Why should they be one and the same? So I was thinking, and this is abstract, but also I think incredibly practical. But think of it like this. One role of the basin is decision making. One role of the basin is transactions. Who's right, who's wrong, what's the story, what should it didn't be, so on and so forth. When the basin represents Klal Yisrael, it's not only representative, it also tends to be transformational. We're taking a piece of land and endowing it with Kedusha Zazara, endowing the Kedusha Yerushalayim. We're taking a human being and endowing him or her with Kedusha Zazara. The Chalitza as well, it's transformational. And it could be that part of what the Torah is conveying to us is those two things are supposed to go hand in hand. That the transactional and the transformative, they're supposed to go hand in hand. And what's true about decision-making in a basin is also true about decision-making in life. And Baruch Hashem, you can have a chance, Mir Hashem, going forward for Kadosh Baruch Hu, blessed with many healthy decades. Many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of decisions, big decisions, little decisions, all sorts of stuff. And it's a Parsha Shoftim, maybe it's a good opportunity to recognize the transformative power of the transactional, the transformative power of decision making. And a lot of people think, you know, there'll be so much of a practical nisayon that every young couple has. How do you make decisions together? And your people have great refinement. So the less refined Yetzirah is to just push your view. The less refined Yetzirah is to raise your voice, to be less than tender. But there's a more refined Yetzirah too. Refined people also have a Yetzirah. So refined people have the Yetzirah of perhaps it's very gently, politely ignoring what the other people, a person has to say, or not really asking what the person has to say. And sometimes the polite Yetzirah is the reverse. I'm not even going to bother talking about what I think. I'm not going to communicate. Sometimes my mind will just, you know, let it slide. But a big part of the amal, and a big part of the opportunity for growth in your relationship, your capacity to give nachas to each other, and thereby together to give nachas for Bilam Shalom, is in valuing the transactional. And recognizing that the transactional, that the technical, that the decision making, if you invest amo into that, and you invest in communicating, and as good as it's been so up until this point, you ain't seen nothing. The capacity for goodness that I could inspire the matana tova of marriage, of a relationship with a best friend, has just begun. And it's in your hands to continue to cultivate that and to continue to recognize the extraordinary richness, extraordinary potential for happiness that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given you. And the transformative lies in the transaction. It's something that you've seen your Avos Hashem in the past, but it's a new application of the same yisod. We all know that the measure of a person is usually in the small things. Right? The measure of a young man, a young woman, is often on the big flashy things, but zahir is about small things. And that's true in this context as well. It's the way that you're going to, on a day-to-day basis, invest the amil in continuing to communicate better, more effectively, more fully, with greater sensitivity, with greater empathy, and not squelching, but sharing with thought, sharing with caring, and sharing with respect, that, over time, those little transactional decisions over the course of weeks and months and years, they lead to great transformation. And it's the same Beis Din who shofet is the Beis Din who endows Kedushas Yisrael. The same Beis Din who shofet is the Beis Din who can create Kedushas Ha'ir, Kedushas Hazar, and it's a bracha to you.